Thank you so much. I mean, excuse the clothing. Somewhat strange clothing. But winters in Norway these days are much warmer than they tended to be. I think we don't know yet, but I'm most certain that January will be one of the warmest Januaries in history. In Oslo, there's hardly snow. It's hardly below 0 centigrades. I mean, it's simply much warmer than we all we used to. But what we need in these hours is exactly what we were told here. We need leadership. The debate on whether this problem is real is over. We lost 10 years on that debate, but it's not passed. And just to show how much it is a way of the past, I mean, whatever happened in the Bali conference in December, I was there. There was not one government, not one single government from the entire world questioning the scientific basis for this. That A, it's a significant rise in world temperature, and B, this is due to the impact of human emissions from human activity. This is accepted by every government of the world, so the discussion on that is a thing of the past. Now it's just one discussion. What do we do with it? That's the discussion. And we need leadership. Europe is ready to take our part in the, as a leading, we are ready to play a leading role. But we need American leadership also. Without American leadership, we would never ever be able to solve this problem. For two reasons. Without America, everyone who don't want to do anything will hide behind you, whoever they are. And secondly, without the creativity of the universities, the businesses, the political system, the non-governmental organizations, the environmentalists of America, we will not be able to solve the problem. So simply, we need you, and I'm incredibly encouraged with what is going on in California with Governor Schwarzenegger. I mean, let's think of it. If you, any of you, in the year 2000, had gone to one of the bookmakers, say, in London, and just spent $1 on the bet that Governor Schwarzenegger would be the environmentalist icon of the world. And you would all have been a multi-billionaire today. I mean, that's for sure. But we, of course, all know that a lot of you, people from scientific community, from business, from the non-governmental world, are behind what's going on. So we need leadership. California is playing a leading role in the US. US will have to take a leading role in the world, otherwise we will fail. So what to do? I'll just give you two or three ideas on what the role Norway intend to play. Number one, we have decided to become carbon neutral. It may look nicer than it is. I mean, carbon neutral, we will be it in 2030, and we will be it with a mixture of what we do at home, setting strict targets with a carbon permit, European carbon permit, hopefully global carbon permit system, where businesses will have to buy carbon permits. So the mixture of what we do back home with buying carbon permits from other parts of the world, which is also cost of transfer of technology, hopefully. So with these two, we will be carbon neutral. As far as I know, at this stage, New Zealand and Costa Rica are the other countries who have made such an aim, but others, I think, will follow. Secondly, we will do a lot on carbon capture and storage. That may not be the most important issue in California, because you are in the forefront on the renewables, but for America as a whole, I think carbon capture and storage is absolutely essential. You will not be able to solve the problems in West Virginia or Kentucky simply with renewables. So carbon capture and storage is not the answer, but it's a very, very important part of the answer, because it will take time to go from fossils into the renewables. And in the meantime, we need this important technological tool. We will try to do whatever we can to develop it in Norway. We'll work with other European nations, and we'll work with the US on this matter. Then, as was indicated here, we want to use some of the money we have generated from polluting the world, in the sense that we are a main oil and gas nation, among the 3, 4, 5 biggest oil and gas exporters in the world. We gain a lot of revenue from that, with the particular cost with the extremely high oil price at the moment. We'll use some of these for assisting rainforest nations with sustainable use of and protection of rainforest. Emissions from deforestation is 20% of the problem at the moment. So if we can reduce that, and that can start today, there is no need to wait for Copenhagen or any international event. It should start immediately. There are a lot of difficulties. Corruption, political problems, wars in some rainforest nations, all these real-life problems are there. But we cannot wait, and we are ready to play a part in with rainforest nations, with the World Bank, UN, with other donors in that regard. So that are some highlights of what we are doing, and then let's have a discussion. Thanks.
I know the time is somewhat short, so let me highlight a couple other things going on. I'd like